Well, in honor of the Super Bowl tonight, just wanted to share a little story that I once heard about the man who desperately wanted to go to the Super Bowl, so he called a ticket dealer and bought the last ticket available for $3,000. So now he's sitting at the Super Bowl, and he looks to his right, and he can't believe it. There's an empty seat next to him, and he can't believe it because it's completely sold out except for this one seat. So he asked the fellow on the other side of the empty seat, "Excuse me, do you know whose seat that was?" And the man said, "Well, that was my wife's seat. But unfortunately, she passed away and could not be here today." And so the fellow offered his condolences. And he said, "Well, couldn't you have found a family member or relative to take that seat?" And the husband said, "I tried, but they're all at the funeral." Well, today, not only being Super Bowl Sunday, but it is, of course, Groundhog's Day. But liturgically, the most important thing is today is the feast day of the Presentation of the Lord, February 2nd. Such a beautiful feast day. When you pray the rosary, which I'm sure you do every day, when you pray the joyful mysteries of the rosary, this is the fourth joyful mystery. And you meditate upon this and how Joseph and Mary, in humility and gratitude and obedience and poverty of spirit, took the child to the temple and dedicated the Lord. So this is his presentation in the temple. It is a beautiful feast day. So let's take a look. If you have your missalettes handy, take a look at this passage from St. Luke. It's so rich and filled with great, not only historical information, but very good spiritual information to help us grow in holiness. St. Luke tells us that when the days were completed for their purification, well, for the giving birth of a male child, it was 40 days. For a female child, it was 80 days. So this is 40 days after the birth of Christ. In fact, today officially ends the Christmas season. That's why you still see the image of the infant child here in the church. In fact, Pope John Paul II in the Vatican always kept the nativity scene up until today. And so today is the conclusion of the Christmas season. It is 40 days after Christmas. And according to the law of Moses, a woman was considered ritually unclean until the 40th day when she would spend the 40 days in isolation. Then she would go to the temple, go through these liturgical and ritual ceremonies, and then be considered ritually clean again. Now, of course, Our Lady did not need to go through this. She was the Immaculate Conception. She did not need purification, but she did it in obedience and humility. Jesus did not need to be redeemed. He was the Redeemer. But again, they did this in obedience to the law of Moses. So we see a great example of obedience and willingness to do the will of God. So 40 days have passed. And now Mary and Joseph travel all the way up to Jerusalem, up to the Holy Temple, where they present the child to the high priest. Now, what would happen then is that it was called sort of a redemption ceremony. They would give their child to God, because the firstborn always belonged to God, all the way back to the time of Exodus. And so the first child was always dedicated to God. And so the family would actually give their child to the temple. But then they had to buy it back. They had to redeem it. Remember, some of you, I'm sure, remember. I remember as a little kid, green stamps. Remember green stamps? You would collect those green stamps, and then you would paste them in a book and take them somewhere, and you would redeem those green stamps. And you would trade them for a nice toaster or something like that, maybe a blender. See, that was called redemption. You would go to the redemption agency. Well, this was a redeeming. And so they traded. They had to give their son to God, and then they had to get their son back. They had to redeem the son. And so they would give then a lamb and a dove, or a lamb and a pigeon, if they could afford it. If a family could not afford a lamb and a dove or a lamb and a pigeon, they could give two doves or two pigeons. And that's what the Holy Family was poor. They did not have enough money to afford a lamb, so they gave either two turtle doves or two young pigeons. This would then buy back their son. They would redeem their son and get Jesus back. And so it's a beautiful ceremony, and it reminded everyone that that this child belonged to the service of God, but now the family was given the child back and entrusted with this child to raise on their own. And so then the lamb would be sacrificed, or the turtle doves or the pigeons, and that would be an offering to God as they got their son back. Again, strictly speaking, they did not have to do this because Jesus was the Redeemer. He did not need to be redeemed. Mary was the Immaculate Conception. She did not need to be ritually purified. And yet, their spirit was obedience to the will of God. And so now, as all this is taking place, they're up in the temple. The Holy Spirit inspires Simeon, this very elderly, saintly prophet, as Scripture calls him, righteous and devout. And he was so close to God that the Holy Spirit had revealed to him that he would not die until he had seen the Messiah, until his eyes gazed upon the Savior of the human race, the Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah. It says he came inspired by the Holy Spirit, and now he takes Jesus in his arms. And again, this is such a beautiful conclusion of the Christmas season, because already we've had the shepherds inspired to visit Christ by the message of the angels. We had the wise men inspired to visit Christ by the star. And now Simeon and Anna inspired to visit Jesus by the Holy Spirit. And so Simeon takes the baby Jesus in his arms, and he blesses God, praises God, and says, "Now I can die. Now I can die in peace. You may let your servant go, for my eyes have seen your salvation." I always think about this every time I lift up the host at the Mass and hold up Jesus, that we have now seen Jesus. We can now die in peace because we have Jesus, and we get to receive Jesus in Holy Communion. And Simeon just got to hold him in his arms. We get to receive Jesus, the same Jesus, in the Holy Eucharist, so we can die in peace because we have seen the Messiah. When a person receives communion for the last time, it's called viaticum. The last time they receive Jesus is their viaticum, their food for the journey to eternal life. So then Simeon calls Jesus the light for the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. So Simeon, inspired by the Holy Spirit, realizes that Jesus had not just come to save the Jewish people. He came to save the Gentiles as well. He's come to save everyone. So he is the light of the Gentiles and the glory of Israel. That's why today is called Candlemas Day, because all the candles are blessed today that are used throughout the upcoming year. And tomorrow is the feast day of St. Blaise, where we take the blessed candles that are blessed today and give everyone the blessing of the throat, because St. Blaise is the patron saint for those who have sore throats or ailments or physical illness. Because St. Blaise was the saint who came across a young boy who was choking on a fishbone. He blessed him, said a prayer over the boy. The fishbone was dislodged and it saved the child's life. That was about 1,700 years ago. Ever since then, we still give people the blessing of the throat, which we'll be doing at the end of Mass today for those who would like to stay for the individual blessings. In fact, I'll now give the general blessing to all of you and then come up for the individual blessing. Through the intercession of St. Blaise, Bishop and Martyr, may God deliver you from every illness of the throat and from every other evil. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So today is Candlemas Day, and because it says in Scripture that Jesus is the light of the Gentiles and the glory of Israel. And then something very interesting happens. Simeon turns to Mary. Notice he doesn't talk to Joseph. The Holy Spirit had probably revealed that Joseph was the foster father, that Mary was the mother, and that Joseph would have died by the time the crucifixion would have taken place. So that's why he doesn't address Joseph. Simeon blesses both of them, but he turns to Mary and says, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel." That would be the fall of the Sadducees and the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes, but the rise of the apostles, the rise of the church. And that Jesus would be a sign that would be contradicted, that he would not be accepted, and that a sword of sorrow would pierce her soul. There's two words for sword in the New Testament. One is like a dagger, the other one is a long sword, and this is the long sword. So Mary will have deep sorrow, and this was fulfilled at the foot of the cross. After Jesus had died, the soldier pierced Jesus' heart with a lance. Jesus did not feel that. He was already dead. But Mary felt it. She was alive, standing at the foot of the cross. And Joseph had already died, so Joseph would not have been there. So Simeon knew all this. He knew that Mary was the mother and that Joseph would not be there at the crucifixion, but Mary would have the sword of sorrow pierce her heart. And this prophecy was fulfilled 33 years later on Calvary. And then lastly, Anna comes up, and she also is a prophetess, a very saintly woman, 84 years old. She never left the temple worshiping there day and night. She's the original church lady. She's the one who always hangs out at the church day and night. And she too, it's revealed to her that this is the Messiah. And then it says she spent all of her time telling everyone about Jesus and the birth of the Savior. And so we're never too old to evangelize. We're never too old to share the faith. Even 84 years old, she was an evangelist sharing the faith to other people. So keep that in mind to help out evangelize through the Legion of Mary and Knights of Columbus and other groups. You're never too old to share your faith with others. So what I think we should take from today's gospel is the qualities of the Holy Family. They were so grateful to God for the gift of their child that they dedicated him and presented him to the Lord in the temple. They were obedient to God's will, and we're called to be obedient to the commandments and the teachings of the church. They were humble, and they also had poverty of spirit. They could not even afford a lamb. In fact, their own child was the Lamb of God. So they had financial struggles. They could not even afford a lamb. So they had to offer two turtle doves or two young pigeons. So again, that's comforting to those who have financial struggles that the Holy Family is there to intercede and to pray for you.